What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Vice Principal on Office is brought to you with support from our sponsors. Looking for a home in the greater Des Moines area? With over 19 years in the real estate business, Janae Griffith has the expertise and dedication to help you find that special place to call home. The kind of home where you can drop your bags, exhale, and say, "Yes, this is mine." Whether you're buying or selling, Janae Griffith is making it the home for you. Visit Janae, that's J-A-N-A-E, at JanaeGriffith.com to get started. Looking for custom team gear or standout promo apparel? Wheeze Tees is your one-stop shop for high-quality, high-impact prints. Based in Ankeny, Iowa, Wheeze Tees provides dependable in-house service from screen printing to DTF transfers to heat press work, all done with a passion for precision. Wheeze Tees turns your ideas into gear that performs on and off the field. So head to Wheeze Tees and customize your apparel for your grind, your game, and your glory. Get started today at WheezeTees.com. On this episode of Vice Principal on Office, join me, your host, Lisa Hill, as I tackle the tough topic of mission poop possible and how this personal act is like a high-stakes spy mission. The goal is to get in, get out, and remain unseen, because if you don't quite achieve this mission, you will earn a whole new kind of fame that not even James Bond could achieve. So tighten up those ear pods and let's get laughing and learning. Attention students, I mean listeners. The stories in this podcast are told from the host's personal and farcical point of view. All names and identifiers have been omitted or altered to protect identities. Now, get to class and enjoy the show. Hello, folks. Welcome to episode 20 of Vice Principal Unofficed. That's right, 20 episodes of laughter, chaos, and the weird school stories that make you wonder how educators ever get through a day without requiring hazard pay. And I'm right there with you, because as we all know, just when I thought I'd seen it all, something I never saw coming happened, causing me to say, "You just can't make this shit up." To which my mom, your favorite co-host, and my favorite nonagenarian, that's a person who's in their 90s, responds with,
"Lisa Ann."
Sorry, Mom, but I think everyone realizes by now that is exactly what happens. Some strange incident that no one could predict would happen inside a K-12 public school happens. So today, to honor my tiny but mighty milestone of 20 episodes, I'm going to celebrate the only way I know how, by diving headfirst into some of the unbelievable issues of poop in schools. But before I do that, I do want to take a moment and wish my mom a very happy birthday. My siblings and our families gathered at my mom's house to celebrate this special lady's 91st birthday. I can only hope and pray that I am able to live on my own, attend a book club, which I actually think is a ruse for her and her friends to down a few bottles of wine, when I am that age.
You're lucky I love you, Lisa Ann.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'll just say happy birthday and leave it at that. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. How weird the number of times number two twisted its way into the school story I just couldn't make up. So I have to say that the subject of this episode is not something most educators talk about at a parent-teacher conference or even the neighborhood block party, because it is simply not in the PD, Professional Development, handbook. But every single person who has ever worked in a school has at least one story, an incident, an accident, a mysterious hallway trail, a catastrophic discovery in the boys' bathroom that makes you question every life choice that led you to that moment. So, settle in, take a deep breath, well, maybe not too deep, and let's dive into episode 20. To get started, let me tell you about one of my all-time favorite back-to-school moments. The year a teacher missed our required professional development because they were in Nova Scotia studying moose poop. Yes, I said it. Moose poop. While the rest of us were dragging ourselves into the building, trying to remember how to function as humans after summer break, this teacher was somewhere in the Canadian wilderness, living their best National Geographic life. And we were reviewing handbooks and practicing how to smile convincingly at the students who would soon grace our school doors. And they were analyzing moose droppings. Hey, we all make our own choices. Anyway, this was back in the days before virtual meetings. No Zoom, no Teams, not even a grainy FaceTime. If you weren't in the room physically, you were not at PD, Professional Development. There was no logging in from your campsite or joining the curriculum updates session from a canoe. As our principal greeted everyone to a new school year, they walked around the room holding a printed email like it was classified intelligence. When finally, the principal concludes their welcome with, "Staff, I received a message from our missing teacher. They wanted to let everyone know that they won't be joining us today because they are in Nova Scotia conducting a time-sensitive study of moose droppings." You could feel the whole room tilt. Time sensitive? What was the window on moose poop? Is it like fruit? Does it ripen? Then our principal flashed a photo of this teacher standing in the middle of a mountain range, smiling at the camera like a proud explorer. Believe it or not, there was a time in Canada when people worried about the low population of moose. Nova Scotians were so concerned that their government created a recovery plan to boost the population by studying moose poop. Bet you didn't know that information, but thanks to that year's professional development, I do.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
Okay, moving on.
Thank you.
I once worked at a school that had what I like to call an unexpected neighborhood. Behind our building, right next to the parking garage, there was this grassy wooded patch. Kind of peaceful, until you realized it had become prime real estate for several homeless individuals who had set up camp. Now, let me be clear. Homelessness is heartbreaking. Seeing people struggle like that always gets to me. But I will say, their creativity was unmatched. These folks built a camp nicer than some of the college dorm rooms I've seen, my sons included. They had tents, furniture, and, I kid you not, a TV. And because a TV needs power, of course they ran an extension cord straight to our school's outdoor outlet like it was the most natural thing in the world. Just plugged right into the building as if to say, thank you, public education system, for your service. But the real surprise came when we discovered they had also crafted their own, wait for it, makeshift porta potty in our parking garage stairwell, basement level, the level nobody parked on. Apparently, they thought, why not? It's quiet, it's private, and it has stairs. They used a bucket and some cutout cardboard for a seat. A true DIY masterpiece. And honestly, engineering-wise, I think an engineering teacher would have given them a solid B+. The structure was stable, the design was intentional, and the creativity was undeniable. Maybe even a B+ with honors for sheer commitment. Of course, no one knew about this porta potty until spring rolled around. And so did the smell. Winter had been doing us a kindness by freezing everything solid. But the minute the temperature rose, that stairwell transformed into a sauna of regret. Nothing says, welcome back from spring break, like stepping out of your car and getting hit with a warm breeze of a mystery that makes you question every life choice that led you to work in a school. Naturally, I did exactly what we were trained to do when we spotted a potential security issue. I called the district security office. In hindsight, that might have been a little too optimistic. The response was slow. Not busy day slow, more like, I think they're still on dial-up internet slow. And when our very own Cousin Eddie-style security guard finally wandered in, you remember him, don't you? Episode 19? The guy who once left the master key in the front door? Well, he strolled up with a big smile, big confidence, and absolutely no idea what was going on. He's the kind of guy who'd show up in a too small uniform, hands on his hips, ready to help, but completely unprepared for what he was about to witness. He stared at the bucket set up the way people stare at modern art, concerned, but also trying to understand the deeper meaning. Eventually, he called operations, because we needed someone with proper PPE, personal protective equipment, and maybe emotional support. As I stood there inhaling the eau de toilette disaster and watching the operations team suit up like they were entering Chernobyl, I realized one thing. My salary did not include a biohazard bravery bonus, but it should. So now you probably understand why I titled this episode Mission Poop Possible. Of course, I really wanted to call this episode A Thorough Standards Aligned Research Supported Investigation into the Many Varieties of Poop-Related Emergencies That Have No Business Appearing in an Administrator's Job Description Did. See why I'm telling you, people? You can't make this shit up, because you just can't. Don't worry, Mom. Shit is what happens, and is what this episode is all about. Which means it's time for me to share another odd, but rather entertaining mission poop possible tale.
Thank you.
I'm guessing most people would think poop-related tales would only involve students. I mean, I work in K-12 public schools. So naturally, kids have accidents and do crazy weird things. But because I'm me, my poop stories also involved the adults I worked with. Case in point. One morning, after teacher professional development, the Popcorn Princess and I were wheeling a cart of leftover cinnamon rolls down to the teacher lounge. You remember the Popcorn Princess? I talked about her in episode 10. She's the one who set off the fire alarm on an extremely cold day while making microwave popcorn. And she's the one who also changed board policy forever. If you don't remember that story or want to relive it, check out episode 10. Hold on. Before I get too far into this mess of a story, let me clarify something. Providing tasty treats to teachers trapped in professional development is not just appreciated. It's survival. Teachers do not get many perks during the school year. So a cinnamon roll drowning in icing, that's basically Beyonce of PD snacks. Cookies? Appreciated. Ice cream sundae bar? Revered. Dinner during parent-teacher conferences? That's how you earn teacher loyalty for life. Honestly, I'm convinced K-12 educators eat their feelings, and frankly, with what they deal with, they've earned every last calorie. Wait, where was I? Oh, right. As the Popcorn Princess and I wheeled the cart down the hallway, we greeted students and nodded at teachers heading into their first period classrooms. We were only a few feet away from the teacher lounge when I noticed small brown balls in a jagged little trail leading right up to the lounge door. I pointed them out to the Popcorn Princess. We quickly realized we were not looking at chunks of mud or Oreo balls. These were round, unmistakable nuggets of poop. I steered the cart carefully around the evidence and parked it outside the lounge. The Popcorn Princess and I then stepped into the room like we were entering a crime scene. The lounge was empty. The teacher bathroom was empty. But there was a clear trail of poop nuggets leading straight to the bathroom door. The Popcorn Princess began to gag so hard she nearly lost her cinnamon roll. I burst out laughing, partly because she was gagging and partly because in all my years, a poop breadcrumb trail was a first for me. After a few what in the actual hell moments, we backed out of that nugget-infested lounge, rolled the cinnamon rolls into a teacher's classroom nearby, and said, "Have at it." Then I immediately called the custodian. To this day, I have no idea who the poop nugget bandit was, or how something like that even happened right before school started in a busy hallway with witnesses everywhere. And yet, somehow, no one saw a thing. I think it's fair to say that I've seen things in schools, including poop-related things, that no teacher prep program could have ever prepared me for. There was the kid who actually ate poop. That was a fun phone call home. Nothing prepares you for saying, "Hi, this is the school. Your child is fine, physically, but we need to talk about some choices they made today." Then there was the kid who dropped their pants, peed outside like they were watering the lawn in their own house. No shame, no hesitation, no awareness that we were standing right there watching the entire thing unfold. I guess when you gotta go, you really gotta go. And my personal favorite category, the kids who take off all their clothes to poop. Every single stitch. Just like George Costanza in Seinfeld. If you've never watched that show, you should. It's basically a masterclass in how stupid everyday life can be. Frankly, it feels very on brand for the stupid things I've watched kids do while working in public education. you know, the whole mission poop possible vibe of my career. And yet, I was still caught off guard by the adult behaviors. Oh, the adults and their bathroom drama. Let me tell you about another colleague I once worked with. This person could handle fights, angry parents, discipline issues, all the daily chaos, but absolutely could not do their bathroom business at school. Never, not once. The staff restroom might as well have had a sign on it that said, "Do not enter, personal panic zone." So, this colleague created an entire self-designed evacuation system. Every morning, they'd park their car in one specific spot that allowed a silent, unnoticed getaway. Tucked behind a pillar, half in the shade, practically camouflaged like they were prepping for a covert CIA extraction instead of a school day. And when nature called, their secret system activated. A casual stroll out of the school, a smooth slide into the perfectly positioned getaway car, a quick drive home to handle the situation, and then a seamless return, slipping back inside like nothing unusual had happened at all. And here's the best part. They never told anyone about this system except me, because for some reason, people love to share the strangest, most bizarre details of their lives with me. I'm like a magnet for confession no administrator training program ever prepared me for. You should see me at the checkout line at the grocery store. I'm just standing there with a loaf of bread and some yogurt, minding my own business, and suddenly, the person behind me is telling me about their divorce, their bunion surgery, and the time they got arrested in college. I don't ask for it. I just show up, and the confessions start flowing like it's aisle 7 in therapy hour. As for my colleague, there were no questions, no clues, no suspicion from anyone. Just me carrying around this classified gastrointestinal intel like it was part of my job description. Honestly, the precision was remarkable. Forget strategic planning. This was gastrointestinal logistics executed with military-grade accuracy. If educators got bonuses for creative problem-solving, that colleague would have earned one for architecting this operation. We may have reached the point in this episode where you're thinking, surely she can't have another Mission Poop Possible story.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
Oh, my friends, I absolutely do. Allow me to introduce to you the associate who treated our office restroom like it was the VIP lounge at an airport. this person was slightly odd, not in a harmful way, just in that mysterious stranger who appears in documentaries about people who live under assumed identities kind of way. They never spoke to anyone in the office, not once. Not a hello, not a nod, not even a polite half smile. Nothing. Total radio silence. But every single day, at the exact same time, they would walk straight into the office, glide past the front desk staff like they were invisible, and head directly to the office restroom. Then, after completing whatever highly classified mission they were on, they would exit just as silently and disappear down the hallway. And here's the kicker. This person passed at least 3 other perfectly good bathrooms on the way to ours. 3! It was like watching someone bypass 3 Starbucks only to walk into a gas station for coffee. That level of commitment takes purpose. At first, the office staff and I thought maybe the associate needed something in the office. You know, like paperwork, supplies, a quick question. But nope. It was purely bathroom business. Their own personal daily pilgrimage to the office throne. I worked in that building for years. Years! And I never heard a single word from this person. Not one syllable. Never even learned their voice. For all I know, they communicated exclusively through bathroom door locks and quiet footsteps. And every day, same time, same quiet footsteps, I'd catch a glimpse of that associate and think, well, the restroom ranger has arrived for another mission. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of this unforgettable tour through the educational underworld I lovingly call Mission Poop Possible. Today we ventured far beyond lesson plans and district initiatives and straight into the trenches, or in some cases, the stairwell, the hallway, the lounge, and the Canadian wilderness. We started with the teacher studying moose poop in Nova Scotia. Because apparently, professional development comes in many forms, and sometimes those forms are pellet-shaped. Then we waded into the saga of the DIY porta-potty in the parking garage stairwell, complete with Cousin Eddie energy, operations in hazmat gear, and me discovering I do not, in fact, get paid a biohazard bravery bonus. From there, we followed the trail, literally, of the mysterious poop nuggets leading to the teacher lounge, where the popcorn princess nearly lost her breakfast, and I discovered that educators really have seen it all. And if that wasn't enough, we dove into the bathroom logistics of the colleague who built a covert escape and return system, like they were starring in a gastrointestinal spy thriller. Because nothing says dedicated school employee like planning your day around a stealth bathroom evacuation. And finally, we met the bathroom ninja, the silent, mysterious figure who passed 3 perfectly good restrooms just to grace ours with their presence day after day after day without a single word. Truly a masterclass in commitment. All that being said, if you came into this episode thinking school leadership was all about meetings, memos, and monitoring the hallways, well, surprise, sometimes it's all about poop. Literal poop, figurative poop, administrative poop, emotional poop, the whole spectrum. And no matter how many degrees you earn, certifications you take, or PD sessions you endure, nothing. Absolutely nothing prepares you for the day you say, "Why is there a trail of poop leading to the lounge?" Or, "Please explain why there is a bucket toilet in the stairwell?" Or, "Is my colleague really running a covert bathroom mission?" Thank you for joining me on this glamorous, fragrant, and wildly educational journey through the parts of school life no one warned you about. If today's episode made you laugh, cringe, or say, "Oh my God, same," please follow the show, share it with someone who's also seen some things, and leave a review, preferably not one written on the bucket in a stairwell. And remember, in education, every day is an adventure. Every hallway holds a secret. Every bathroom has a story. And at any moment, you too might find yourself on a mission poop possible. Until next time, stay brave, stay curious, and may all your school days be far less messy than mine. Well, kids, the dismissal bell is ringing. So until next time on Vice Principal in Office, push in your chair, put your name on your paper, be kind to your classmates, put your phone away, and use your indoor voice or not. Thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the tales from Vice Principal in Office as much as I enjoyed sharing them. And it is also my hope that you were not only entertained by this episode, but that you walked away with a little nugget of knowledge that gave you some insight on how working in a school is not for the faint of heart. And as I've said before, life is short, so you got to do the best you can to leave the world in a better place than when you got here. And of course, for the love of God, see the humor in life. It's a lot more fun and a little easier to get through the ick in life with a smile on your face. Catch you next time on Vice Principal in Office. Next time on Vice Principal in Office, I'm giving the spotlight to the unsung heroes of every school, the custodians. And trust me, these are not your average mop and bucket stories. It's a behind-the-scenes, broom closet-level look at the characters who keep our schools running. Slowly, loudly, and sometimes while wearing pajamas. Tune in on December 2nd for laughter, chaos, and the kind of custodian karaoke you never forget. Hey students, I mean listeners, thanks again for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, please leave me a review. It really helps grow the show. And don't forget to hit the follow button so you don't miss an episode. Trust me, you don't want to be late for this detention. And listeners, if you've got a school story of your own that you think would fit Vice Principal in Office, I'd love to hear it. Just head to my podcast website and send me your story. And who knows, your story might even get a shout out in a future episode. Thanks so much for listening and for your support. Vice Principal in Office is an independent podcast with everything you hear done by me, Lisa Hill, and supported through Buzzsprout. Any information from today's show, along with any links and resources, are available in the show's notes. So if you want to do a little homework and dive deeper into anything I've mentioned, head over to my podcast website and check it out. And a big thank you to Matthew Chiam with Pixabay for the show's marvelous theme music. And of course, a huge shout out to my mother. This podcast is for the purpose of entertainment only, like the recess of your day, and not a platform for debates about public education. Though, you never know. You could learn something. And just a reminder that the stories shared in this podcast represent one lens, which is based on my personal experiences and interpretations, and also reflect my unique perspective through humor. Names, dates, and places have been changed or omitted to protect identities and should not be considered universally applicable. Until next time, keep laughing and learning.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.